has done is he has allowed your doings to be your undoing. Did you hear what I just said? In other words, he allowed your joys to bring you some of the greatest grief. He allowed your pleasures to bring you some of the greatest pain, your destruction. I want us to be careful to listen at this, because he's not talking about here and referencing what the enemy does as much as what you do. See, because we want to blame all of our ills, all of our issues, all of our wrongdoings, all of our bad words, all of our everything we do wrong on the devil. Yes, he is the one who is the father. He is the one who is the father.
Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner in this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you, and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.
Thank you. kindness. We thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for our pastor, this congregation. Oh, how we just say thank you. Help us, oh God, to get right in the areas that we need to get right in, so that we can be pleasing in thy sight, so we can receive you and thy blessings. Now, Master, all of us confess we have sinned. We have lost all that we confess. Now, Master, it is closing time. We pray you hide us behind thy cross. Give your servant power to preach your word with clarity of scripture and thought, that we can deliver your word, that your people may hear the word, receive it, and apply how we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. 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 Certainly we give honor to our God, to his son Jesus, who is the Christ. Certainly we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for Pastor Sampson. Thank God for the deacon, usher, secretary, for the musicians, and all that make up this body called New Jerusalem. Amen. Certainly thank God for Lady Thomas, my wife, and our children. Amen. It is good again one more time to be at home. Amen. Amen. We might as well keep it going. Amen. We might as well keep it going. Amen. Let us look at the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 2 and 1 verse. Verse 19. The Gospel of John, the second chapter, and that 19th verse. We find it, say amen.
Amen.
The Gospel of John, chapter 2 and verse 19. Let us stand for the reading of God's word. The Bible reads in this wise: Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days will raise it up. That's enough right there. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the presence of God. As we look at this scripture, we have a lot of people that's falling off away from the church. And so I simply want to use for a sermon thought on today, what's our purpose for coming to worship?
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. What's our purpose for coming to worship? First of all, the temple is designed to worship God in spirit and in truth, to learn of God's word, to apply the word to our lives, and have true, authentic worship and fellowship. Are y'all with me? The house of God is not set up to sell food stamps. Do y'all hear me?
Yeah.
And just focus on helping pay people's bills.
All right.
Y'all don't like this sermon. I'm going to preach it anyway.
Come on.
The house of God is serious and sacred, a place where we come to grow spiritually. In the Lord, as a collective body of born again baptized believers in Christ. Now, let me say this. If a need arises in the church, I heard my pastor in the spirit, it's by case by case scenario. But we ought to never join Jesus' church for the church to take care of us, but we should pay our tithes and our offerings. Are y'all with me here? Together, amen, to take care of the activities and the bills in the house of the Lord. Because if our purpose for coming to the church is just to get from the church, then Jesus said, thank you, Holy Ghost, he just emailed me, that we are no better than the world. Jesus says, the world look out for its own. Amen. And so now we ought to, that are saved, look out for the house of God together, not only worrying about me, myself, and I, but the things concerning the house of the Lord. And it takes finances, it takes money to operate the house of God. Are y'all with me here? What is our purpose for coming to the house of the Lord? That's all right, Pastor? And so now, John, before I look at this, I want to look at that second chapter in John. I want to go back and look at verse number 12. Look what it said. After this, I found that interesting. He went down to Capernaum, he and his mother, and his brethren, and his disciples, and they continued there many days. After this, Jesus turned water into wine. That's what happened before he went down to Capernaum. And you know how we do it when we throw a shin party on. You know how we do it when we throw a shin party on. But Jesus here, I just thought this was interesting because I'm looking at it in my notes. If it was 120 gallons of wine, that would have equaled up to 600 bottles. If it was 180 gallons of wine, that would have equaled up to 1,000 bottles of wine. In other words, the people back then in biblical antiquity, amen, they put their resources and their money together. That way everybody had and nobody was in lack. So when they got ready to party, they didn't have to mooch off the other. I just thought I put that in there. I just thought I put it in there because I seen it. Amen. And so now John, the Gospel of John, is different from the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in that over 90% of its material is unique. John's gospel does not focus on the miracles, the parables, and public speeches that are so prominent in the other accounts. Instead, the Gospel of John emphasizes the identity of Jesus as the Son of God. And all that I'm telling you, I'm going to say one thing. If you just heard our pastor teaching about tithe, catch this. Please don't sleep on this here. Well, how we as believers should respond to his teaching. Because if we're not going to respond to the teaching, there's no sense in coming and listening to the teaching. Because it's not going to benefit us listening to the teaching. We take it and it means to put it on you. It means to apply it on you. Like I put this suit on, this suit is on me. The word of God, we have to put it on us, amen, so it will show everybody, amen, that we truly in Jesus. Is that all right? In John chapter 2, verse 19, that's where I'm going, Jesus did not answer the question of these inquirers because they had no intent in the truth or justice of his cleansing of the temple. They only wanted to undermine or discredit him. Now that word inquiry means one who is unduly hard